The 11th Hour production is directed fluidly by company co-founder Megan Nicole O'Brien, and the five-member cast does a great job delivering this quirky musical. But not even a high-level production gives See What I Want to See the clarity it needs for us to see what we might want to see from it. The show, scored and written by Michael John Lachuza, deals with the nature of truth, especially as it relates to faith, religious and otherwise. It's challenging to produce because its first half and second half use the same cast in different stories, and taken together, those stories try to tell us something, but the signals are murky. The first half involves a huckster who lures a businessman to Central Park on the promise of discovering hidden treasure, then knocks him out, ties him up, and rapes his wife. One character ends up dead. Everyone involved has a different take on just what happened, what we would call the truth. In See What I Want to See's second half, another kind of huckster is in Central Park. He's a fallen priest who loses his faith after 9/11, when he cannot provide his Manhattan parishioners with a theological explanation of the tragedy. So he begins a hoax that exploits the very idea of faith. He spreads a rumor that a miracle will occur in Central Park. If anything unifies the two halves of the show, it's the notion that when we declare the truth, theological or not, we see what we want to. That's what actress Cara Noel Antosca, playing a nightclub performer, sings at one point, and what the show tries in a clumsy way to illustrate. And what See What I Want to See says about the way faith relates to truth is more confusing. But through its two acts, the show is unflaggingly intriguing and cleverly scored, and in 11th Hour Theater Company's hands, well worth seeing to explore its themes. For WHYY, I'm Howard Shapiro.